Thank you, Doug. Let's get to our guest. Nancy Davis is founder and CIO of Quadratic Capital, joining us on the line from Greenwich. So we're seeing the two-year yield near 4% for the first time in 15 years, Nancy. You say the last time the curve was this inverted, Gorbachev was sitting in the Kremlin. What kind of opportunities are there for investors?
Well, the rates market is definitely expecting the Fed to hike more. You can see on your Bloomberg terminal, we have 187 basis points of additional hikes just this year alone, so in 2022. So even if the Fed, there's very little expectation, about 20%, that they're going to hike 100 tomorrow. But even if they hike 100, there's still another 75 plus basis points, 87 basis points baked in. And so I think what you're seeing right now is a lot of people speculating that the number of Fed hikes is going to increase, using Fed fund futures or treasury options or other derivative contracts. And the speculation has actually gotten, I think, a little bit too high. And that has really inverted the yield curve. The yield curve is the most inverted for decades. Currently, you can see the two-year swap rate on your Bloomberg terminal is 4.34, so it's almost 4.35 already, and the level of the 10-year yield is 72 basis points lower. So it's a really odd time for the rates markets because they do believe the Fed is going to hike. I think the question is whether these hike expectations are realistic or whether the Fed is going to hike 75 and maybe another 75 this year and then hold. So there is a lot baked in.
Yeah, and how much more painful could it get if we continue to see the Fed really try to tame inflation? You say inflation potentially could have peaked, but even if it remains above 2%, we're going to have to continue to see these big hikes.
Well, it's interesting because the five-year break-even, even the Fed's own calculation of it, currently the five-year break-even is 2.11% right now. So even though the last CPI print was 8.3%, the inflation protection market is saying inflation is going to fall dramatically. The two-year break-even, for instance, is 2.3% right now on your Bloomberg terminal. The 10-year is 2.39%. So there's very little priced in that the Fed is going to lose control over the inflation markets. In fact, the inflation markets are priced dramatically to have falling inflation expectations. And so that's where I think the opportunity lies for investors, because like all markets, it's all about what's priced in. And the market is expecting that these rate hikes are going to get the job done and inflation's going to fall dramatically. And I think taking the other side of that trade, where you say, look, does the Fed's rate hikes really impact the supply side issues, or does it solve the labor market crisis? It doesn't really solve any of the bigger issues, which are more geopolitical and pandemic related. And I think that's an opportunity for investors to add inflation protection in the future, because it is so cheaply priced relative to where it's realizing.
What as well does it mean in terms of movement to risk assets, Nancy, when you've got the likes of Ray Dalio predicting that you could see a 20% decline in stocks and Nouriel Roubini warning that the Fed could drive the U.S. into a stagflationary debt crisis?
Well, we definitely have a lot of commentators and a lot of positioning that are quite bearish on markets. So I think, as a contrarian, whenever you have everyone expecting one outcome, the other side is usually probably right. So I think the Fed could really avoid, the rate hike tomorrow. I think they'll probably hike 75. But if they hike and then hold to allow the rate hikes to ease their way through the economy and also do more with the balance sheet reduction, they really haven't been talking a lot, even though the caps have doubled in the month of September. They initially started in June with the quantitative tightening. I think they could be doing a lot more with the balance sheet to ease off hiking rates. Go ahead, Juliet.
I was just going to say, I've asked you this before, and I'm just curious to get your thoughts, considering things have changed since we last spoke. But the 60-40 portfolio, is that now a dead way of looking at investing?
You know, a lot of people still have it, so it's not dead because it's definitely alive and well. And most institutional as well as retail portfolios have something that look like a 60-40 portfolio. I do think it's time for investors to really be looking at the 40% in bonds because a lot of the passive indices don't have any inflation-protected bonds in it, and that's because they were created before the Treasury even invented the inflation-protected bond market in 1997. So I think the challenge is a lot of people in this very high realized inflationary environment have been looking at things that worked in the 70s, and the rates market, even the inflation-protected bond market, didn't exist before the late 90s. So I think it's really a time to just be adding inflation protection into your portfolio on the fixed income side because so much of the benchmarking in the indices has moved to nominal treasuries or mortgages. And it's a really dangerous time to be just owning that traditional 60-40 for sure.
So let's talk your book a little bit. How is the ETF going amidst the recent scenarios that we are facing in the global economy?
Well, it depends which ETF. Our deflation ETF has been doing quite well. Deflation is really being priced in. A lot of people think the Fed hiking rates is going to, cause a slowdown in growth and a slowdown in economy. Our inflation ETF, iVol, which is the larger and older ETF, is definitely not been performing very well because the yield curve is massively inverted. So before Jackson Hole, we had about 92 basis points of additional hikes priced in before the end of the year. After Powell's 8 minutes, mega, screaming match about inflation, the rates market, the hikes went up, they more than doubled, and we have over, 187 basis points of hikes priced in, even though we still haven't had an actual Fed meeting. So I do think the inverted yield curve is not a normal environment. Investors are not being very rational, in my opinion, when you can own, the 2-year swap is 434. Why would you go buy, a 10-year bond, for instance, 70 basis points? Lower, meaning less yield and more risk. So inflation expectations have been falling dramatically, and that is a lot of confidence that the Fed hiking policy rates is going to really kill inflation. But like all markets, they move off of expectations. So I do think it's a good opportunity for investors to buy future inflation expectations because they are so cheaply priced. The 5-year break-even, you can see it on your Bloomberg terminal. It's 2.5 right now. The 10-year is 2.39. Even the 2-year is 2.33. So inflation is very much on sale.
All right, Nancy, we're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately. Always a pleasure. Nancy Davis is founder and CIO of Quadratic Capital on the line from Greenwich Forest.